Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Bob Prosen is here. Bob is a longtime Brain Trust member, the president and CEO of the Prosen Center for Business Advancement, the author of the award-winning book, Kiss Theory Goodbye, and he's been a member of our Brain Trust for a long time. He's our good friend, Bob Prosen. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Good morning.
It's great to have you back, Bob. Thanks for being here. As you know, I wake up every day thinking about how I can help small business owners become better CEOs, elevate them, elevate their some part of their day, week, month, get them up into an orbit, a CEO orbit, a little bit more every day so they can think a little bit more visionary. They can see the forest for the trees, so to speak. And I know that's what you do all day long, too.
I do, and you know, the last couple of months, it's been a little while since you and I have spoken. I've been out there with just hundreds of small business owners and CEOs having a great time, and I've asked them one very important question, Jim. I said to them, can you do better? What do you think they've been saying?
Probably yes, but with a bunch of excuses why they haven't.
Well, that's coming, and then I say to them, well, how much better? If you could do better, kind of give me a range. And, you know, the ranges are anywhere from 20 to 50%.
Wow.
Those are huge.
They admit it.
They do, because I make them. I say, well, you got to put a range on it if you can do better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because 1% is incremental.
20%? Right.
30%? That's huge. So the next question is, all right, then what keeps you from reaching it? It's like seeing, Jim, a gold coin lying on the sidewalk. It's real. It's valuable. You want it. But for some reason, you can't or won't pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
How come it's right there? It's 20% improvement.
Well, you got to figure if they say 20%, 10% of it is low-hanging fruit.
It's got to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I went through this discussion with them, and I've come up with a short list of the reasons that I thought we'd talk about them today.
Okay, yeah, I love it.
Okay, so the first reason they say is they don't know how. Isn't that interesting? They're not sure how to do it. They lack a system, a process.
Mm-hmm.
They're not exactly sure.
Is it that they don't know how to do it, or they don't know how to get themselves set on that path?
Well, probably.
Because, you know, some people, you know, I know how to do a lot of stuff that I just don't do because I either procrastinate or I talk myself out of it or something, right?
Yes.
Couldn't there be either one of those options? They really don't know how, or they just won't?
Yeah, there's definitely the won't piece, too. But, you know, I'm not really sure how. I want to make sure that if I do this kind of stuff, if I go after this, the things I really want, that I can achieve them. It's not too risky. I don't upset what I'm already doing. Some of it requires change, and change is painful.
Yeah, nobody likes that.
They don't want to jump into the middle of that. And that's number one. Number two, excuses.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where it gets fun, Jim. You can hear so many different reasons as to why people don't do it. They see the coin there and they don't pick it up. I'm too busy. I'm walking too fast. I don't have the right priority.
Mm-hmm.
And they go on and on.
We've had this project that came in that's been taking all of our time. That's the big one right there. That's one of my most effective excuses. we've had this thing that we're working on that's just been taking all of our time, you know, and it sounds good.
Well, it sounds good, and again, it's self-rationalization, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
So I ask them, how many of you CEOs come into business every day with a list? Of course, you know, everybody says, well, yeah, I have a list, either mental or physical, as to what I want to get done. So why isn't this on the top of the list? Well, it is. You know, I definitely work on improvements. I said, well, why don't you do it? Said, other stuff comes in. You know, more important, we react to a lot of things that happen to us every day, unexpected things that keep us off our game. the game of growing our business successfully. You ever hear that when people coming in and they're interrupting and they're asking questions or they're asking you to solve
their
problem?
Well, that's a small business. This is the problem, and this is where a small business CEO's focus and effectiveness gets leached away when they show up every day, because they can't just be, unlike Jeff Immelt of GE, they can't just be the CEO. They've also got to be a manager. They've also got to be maybe the HR, you know, get involved at least in HR and accounts payable, accounts receivable, and with, you know, if somebody doesn't show up for a shift, it becomes your shift that day. That's the problem. That's the challenge, isn't it, for small business owners to really spend time as the CEO, and as you say, stay. You know, if you convince them, you or I convince them to make a change to do better, can they sustain that for days on end?
Well, how true. I mean, that's who they are. It's their business. They're doing everything, and they want to make sure it's done right, and they don't lose ground whenever they make a change. You know, if you were
Bob, that's the thing. That's the dragon we have to slay, in my opinion. It's not the thing that you recommend that they do better. Here, all right, you say you could do better by 20%, and this is what we are going to focus on. That's not what the problem is. The thing they have to overcome is the alligators.
Right.
Right? Isn't that where the small business CEO has to, what they have to fight is staying devoted to this thing?
Yes, if you want to be bigger. If you want to be more successful. If you don't, then you can stay in that mode.
Right.
Make whatever you're making today. Keep your company running at its level today. Keep working as hard as you're working today. You can maintain the status quo. But when you ask them, do you want to do better, and they say yes, then you have to begin to pull it apart a little bit and say, well, some change has to happen, or you can't get there from here.
I also like the way you asked the question, though, Bob. And I'm going to push back just a little bit. I like the fact that you said, can you do better, not can you be bigger?
Yes.
Because you can do better and still not grow significantly, right?
That's correct.
The thing. Because if you stay the same size, if you do better, that means you could be, that part of that transfers to being more profitable.
It
right?
does.
Yeah. It's not what you make, it's not what you make, it's what you keep, right?
Oh, how true is that?
Yeah.
And if you were more profitable, I just wonder, Jim, how many of these small business owners, how much could they afford to go do if they were more profitable?
Yeah.
In other words, do they have to handle all the problems themselves, or could they get some help?
That's exactly right. And this is where you, folks, this is where we all need someone like Bob to look over our shoulder. And we all need a coach. Quick break. Bob Prosen and I will be right back. The book is called Kiss Theory Goodbye. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.